WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In an update to a story I brought you last hour here on KJAN, the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of graffiti vandals in Atlantic has increased to $750. At Wednesday night city council meeting, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones had announced a $500 reward was being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the graffiti vandals who have spray-painted numerous buildings in the downtown area. Well, this morning, Melanie Petty with the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Foundation told KJAN News the foundation will donate an additional $250 to the reward fund. The original source of the funds for the reward was put forth by Mayor Jones along with councilpersons Halder and Livengood because they wanted the crime spree brought to an end. The scribbling spray paint sometimes spells out the word hobo, which Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green said may or may not be a gang-related term. The culprits have been brazen in where they put down their mark, and in some cases it's been near the tops of buildings, which means they likely used a fire escape to reach their target.
We've been right on their heels a number of times. There have been times officers have found graffiti and the paint was still running. And, you know, so, I mean, you're talking about being seconds behind them, but, you know, we've only got so many eyes and there's a whole lot of town.
The chief says if you notice anything suspicious, such as a person hanging around by a building and looking over their shoulder, call the police department or the communications center because it can take that person less than 10 seconds to commit the crime, and that's what makes it so difficult to catch. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Atlantic City Councilperson Kathy Summers issued a warning to residents of the city who are or will be demolishing buildings. Summers said during a meeting of the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening that such debris must be taken to the Cass County landfill.
I cannot go to some secret place somewhere outside of the city. And if the DNR ever finds a secret place where stuff has been dumped and buried, you will be fined. And you will have to dig it up and haul it to the landfill.
Summer said that the city should remind residents that it's in their best interest to follow the law. She said those persons who don't follow the law will probably regret it because of the hefty fines which can result from such acts. Councilman Sean Schaus said that also applies to farmers who offer to take debris from residents in the city and dispose of it on their land.
That's part of the farm rules. Farmers should be aware that they can't offer to take that, even if they've got a spot on their farm where they're burying or disposing of farm buildings. You can't take building debris from other places and bring it to your farm. The farm rules allow that only for buildings on that farm to be demolished and buried or burned on that farm.
On a related note, as we mentioned to you last week, the Cass County Board of Supervisors have set June 13th and 20th as the date for public hearings on the first and second readings of a proposed illegal dumping ordinance for the unincorporated areas of the county. That ordinance, if adopted after the second reading, calls for a $100 fine on the first offense if the items illegally dumped weigh less than 10 pounds or up to 15 cubic feet in volume, and up to $250 for the second and subsequent offenses. The fines increase from $250 to $500, respectively, for trash that exceeds 10 pounds or 15 cubic feet in volume. A district court judge in Page County has sentenced the former mayor of Essex to 35 years in prison on child sex abuse charges. According to the Omaha World-Herald, Judge Richard Davidson, who presided over the trial of 65-year-old Charles White, handed down the sentence Tuesday. White was found guilty in April on three counts of second-degree sexual abuse and one count of lascivious acts in association with incidents involving one of his 7-year-old relatives. He was taken into custody in April of last year following an investigation by the Essex Police Department and the Iowa DCI. Once released from prison or paroled, White will be required to register as a sex offender. He'll remain on the registry for the rest of his life. The Harlan City Council Tuesday afternoon approved an amendment to their 2011-2012 budget. The amendments were made primarily to the expenditures and other financing uses in the budget. The council also held a public hearing on the amendments to Chapter 155 to update building, mechanical, and plumbing codes. And hearing no objections or other comments from the public, they closed the hearing and approved the ordinance. The Harlan City Council also approved a resolution authorizing the issuance of $2.455 million in general obligation bonds, Series 2012, and the levying of a tax to pay for the bonds, which will be used to help pay for the renovation of the city's wastewater treatment plant, which is 34 years old. The improvement and renovation project is expected to take about a year. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday were prepared to authorize Board Chair Dwayne McFadden to sign a letter of intent to join with other counties in an agreement for the delivery of mental health services. Instead, they simply approved a motion signifying they intended to do so. After Mental Health Administrative Assistant Deb Schuler, who spoke for Mental Health Coordinator Teresa Kenning, informed the board that an ISAC, or Iowa State Association of Counties official, had suggested the motion to regionalize those services be made, because the process to regionalize is still in the very early stages.
Linda Hinton with ISAC suggested that the Board of Supervisors just make a motion to regionalize, but not to actually sign a letter of intent yet, because it's quite early. Linda Hinton suggested just having the individual boards of supervisors from each county pass a motion during a regularly scheduled board meeting that they intend to participate in the planning process to regionalize with the Southwest Iowa counties instead of doing a formal letter of intent. And then it says then those meeting minutes could be sent to Richard Crouch in Mills County when you meet on August 6th.
Governor Terry Branstad signed legislation late last month that reforms the state's mental health system. It shakes up the current county-based format in favor of one that's based on regions. The Atlantic Police Department Wednesday reported two Cass County men were arrested Tuesday. 23-year-old Joshua Dyer of Atlantic was arrested on a Sarpy County, Nebraska warrant for criminal mischief. Dyer was being held in the Cass County Jail. And 21-year-old Shane Sewer of Oneida turned himself into authorities. Sewer was wanted on three Cass County warrants for public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and assault with injury. He was later released from custody on bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports a Brattyville man was arrested Tuesday on a warrant out of Shelby County for revocation of his probation on 2010 drug-related charges. 44-year-old Roger Dale Shaben was taken into custody at around 7 p.m. Tuesday and brought to the Page County Jail before he was extradited to Shelby County by their deputies. His bond was set at $25,000. In other news, officials of the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn have announced a gift and pledge of $750,000 from the Albert Victor Ravenholt Fund of Seattle, Washington, to endow the position of curator of exhibitions currently held by Tova Brandt. Museum officials say over time they hope the endowment will grow to exceed $1 million. The endowment of the position, named the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture, ensures that there will be a permanent professional staff person with the knowledge and training to study and interpret through exhibits and programming the unfolding story of Danish Americans. Creating such an endowed position reflects the Danish Immigrant Museum's commitment to conserving and interpreting the story for future generations. Current curator of collections, Tova Brandt, will now assume the title of Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture. Prior to joining the Danish Immigrant Museum staff in 2009, Brandt served as the curator of non-textile artifacts at Vesterheim, the Norwegian-American Museum in Decorah. For more information about the museum, you can go to www.danishmuseum.org. And the Guthrie County Extension Council will soon begin the process to fill four seats on that council. The elected council, like the hundreds of others across the country, is a grassroots governing body for the cooperative extension system. As part of ISU Extension and Outreach, the Guthrie County Council works with partnership with local citizens, ISU, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture to carry the land grant mission beyond the campus names. The candidates for a council will appear on the general election ballot in November. Their duties will include hiring county staff, managing the county extension budget, and helping select programming. 100 ISU Extension and Outreach field offices provide local access to extension programs in all 99 counties. And the nomination process begins with the appointment of a four-member nominating committee. By law, that current council appoints two men and two women to the committee. It cannot include any current members of the council. The committee must be appointed by August 6th of this year. For more information, you can call 641-747-2276. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour on KJAN, The number of people applying for U.S. unemployment benefits fell last week, suggesting modest job growth after 3 months of weak hiring. Applications for weekly benefits dropped by 12,000 to a seasonally adjusted 377,000, and that's down from an upwardly revised 389,000 the previous week. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill hope to find out today what the head of the Federal Reserve sees in his crystal ball when it comes to the economy. Lawmakers will be looking for Ben Bernanke to give them a reading on the health of the economy and possibly signal whether the Fed may be ready to do more to keep the current recovery going. Some rough weather in Texas has caused power outages for around 20,000 customers. Some flights out of Dallas have been canceled today, and forecasters say showers and thunderstorms are expected in the north and central parts of Texas until tomorrow. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Robert Bob Eugene Griffin, age 81 of Menlo, died Saturday. A funeral mass for Bob Griffin will be held today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. James R. Perkins, age 51 of Rembrandt, died Sunday. Funeral services for James Perkins will be this morning at 10:30 at Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Peggy Jo Benson, age 60 of Avoca, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Peggy Jo Benson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Roland Raleigh Ackerman, age 97, who's formerly of the Atlantic and Griswold areas, died November 14th. A memorial service for Raleigh Ackerman will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Earl Eugene Webb, age 81 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Memorial services with full military honors for Earl Webb will be on Sunday at 1:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Carol Jr. Washburn, age 81 of Guthrie Center, died January 4th. Memorial services with full military honors for Carol Washburn will be held June 14th at 11:30 at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. And Delbert Gaines, age 74 of the Omaha area and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Delbert Gaines will be held June 30th at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, and this report was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.